Let's go back a bit in history. What was your idea when you put Led Zeppelin together?
I had in my mind exactly what I wanted to try and get together. And then it was just a matter of searching around for the right personnel that could pull it off. By that I mean, you know, for the sort of work that I'd managed to expand around the Yardbirds material, because there was a lot of areas in there for improvisation, and I'd come up with a lot of riffs of my own, and ideas and, you know, passages and movements and things. That along with the incorporation of the acoustic work, you know, this was the idea of it. Along with the blues, etc. So my first choice is either Steve Marriott or Terry Reid. Steve Marriott was already involved in something. Terry Reid, who actually was my first sort of choice, actually put me on to Robert, and Robert had been playing up in the Midlands, and I don't think he played down in the South, so consequently I hadn't heard of him. And once I heard him sing, I was pretty impressed, to say the least. And I invited him to come down to my house and spend some time down there, and we'd discuss exactly what was, you know, what the plan was, and see how he could get along with it. And he was reasonably mutable, so it worked. Although I had in mind a very powerful drummer, you know, I wasn't ready for John Bonham. I must say he was beyond the realms of anything that I could possibly have imagined, you know. He's absolutely phenomenal. And still is. I mean, his work's just incredible, isn't it? And actually, it was during this point of me going around and seeing Robert that Jonesy called me up and said, "I hear you're putting a band here." There's all this nonsense about ads in the Melody Maker is absolute rubbish. He actually called me up and said, "Oh, you're getting a band together, and I'd like to be part of it if you consider me." So I said, "All right, well, we'll all get together." And we got together and had a rehearsal, and we didn't look back from there.